Blog Talk Radio.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side of our program, those tuning in through 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com. Whether you're listening in through our switchboard, our live chat, or even joining us through our podcast, we're glad to have all of you with us. Have a great half hour coming up for you guys this afternoon. We're going to kick things off by speaking to recording artist Jay Gibbs. He's here to talk to us not only about his love of music, but also to debut his single, Touch Your Body, here on our program. And then, of course, at 20 minutes after the show, we're going to be speaking with Grussell Gang's own Rolls-Royce Rizzy. He's joining us live here for the first time to talk to us not only about what it's been like for him to work with Lil Scrappy, but he also has a brand new single as well called MTV he's going to be introducing here for our audience as well. It's going to be a great half hour. Glad you all could join us for it. As I said, though, Jay Gibbs is kicking off the show with us. Jay, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Hey, what's going on?
Hey, man, glad to have you on with us, and congratulations on the success you've been experiencing, not only, of course, with your music career overall, but with the new single. We're going to talk about that here in a moment. But what has it been like for you, Jay, to be able to share your music this way? Because it's obvious that you love what you're doing. What is it like to share it with all of us?
Man, it's such an amazing thing because ever since I was younger, I've been going around singing in church and everything like that. My mom was the director of the choir, so she had me singing on the church choir. And, I go around being influenced by people like Stevie Wonder to R. Kelly to even Usher to people like that. So for me to finally step out and do something like that so people can receive it and hear my music, it's an amazing feeling. You know what I mean? It's definitely
right.
An amazing feeling, and I'm definitely humbled about that.
Yeah. Well, Jay, just like I know, that there are people who will hear you sing and they'll say, well, I sing too, but they're not doing anything with it. What is it in your life that pushed you forward to say, you know what, not only is this a gift I know I have that I've been given, but it's a gift that I do want to share? Because it's not always an easy thing to step out and do that. So what is it about you that made that possible?
Man, it's definitely, I'm going to say it like this. I was one of those people that was like, that had a talent, and everybody would be like, they'd be hearing me sing, even at work, even at my job and other places, they'd hear me sing, and they'd be like, what are you doing? Like, you have such an amazing talent. What are you doing? And I'd be like, oh, I haven't done anything yet. So I finally took it upon myself, and I was just like, God has given me a blessing, and he doesn't give blessings to people that he doesn't want to. So I took it as, it's time for me to stop. It's time for me to stop not doing anything about it and do something about it. You know what I mean?
Right.
Trying to step out there and let people hear what I have to say, hear the type of music that I want to put out there, because it's definitely a song in my heart, and I just want to share it with everybody else.
Exactly, and that is what you've been able to do. So tell us about sharing it with everybody else. You now have fans. I'm following you on Facebook and Twitter like other people are as well. As you are able to communicate with your fans and people who don't know you and they're telling you, what they think of your music, explain to us what that feels like to know that these people are actually not only hearing your gift but also recognizing the talent.
When people come up to me, I see comments on YouTube and even people locally around New York and stuff like that, they see me and they be like, hey, I saw your video on YouTube, or I saw your video, or I saw you perform here. Like, it's an amazing feeling for them to come up and say, keep doing the good work. Like, I like what I hear. Like, definitely, this is music that's not been out and we've been missing that. A lot of people say that R&B is missing, the real R&B. They miss those days from, back in the 90s when you had groups like Drew Hill and stuff like that and singers out there like that, so they miss that. And so for them to come up to me and be like, yo, I love your music is definitely a thing. I have people that come up to me and be like, I can't stop watching your video on YouTube because I like it so much. I like your music. You're definitely doing your thing and keep doing it. For people to encourage me and tell me to keep doing it is definitely so uplifting, and it makes me, it's like a driving force. It makes me want to keep doing it. It makes me want to keep putting music out there so people can like it, so people can listen to it. And that's definitely what I want to do. That's what it makes, it warms the soul, put it like that. You know what I mean?
Right, right. And, you know, I think people can recognize that, especially the heart that comes with it, Jay. For those that are just tuning in, either on the radio side or online, you're listening to Conversations Live. I'm speaking with recording artist Jay Gibbs. He's talking to us not only about this love that he has of music, but the love that he's now able to share because he's sharing his music. He mentioned, of course, sites like YouTube. I mentioned Facebook and Twitter. The single we're going to be listening to, Touch Your Body, is available on Amazon.com. Our team actually bought it today, and we'll be posting a review for you, Jay, this weekend on Amazon. But, you know, take us into what it's like to actually have music that people can get. I can imagine, you know, it must be pretty amazing to be able to say, hey, if you like that song, you can go and get it on this site, or you can go get it on this site or leave a comment on that site. What is it like to actually have a product that people can actually make a part of their own catalog and be able to share with their friends?
What it's like for that is, I'm not going to front. At first, you know, it's kind of hard because we are in a place, you know, with the economy and everything like that, we are in a place where people act like they don't want to buy things. But,
yeah,
you know, for the people that's your true fans and definitely want to see you succeed and definitely with you with the movement and everything like that, to go by and see them, you know, I get to see everything that's done, to go and see them purchase the music,
mm-hmm,
and, you know, just the thing like, dang, they have my stuff in their iPod. Like, I would have thought that my music would have been in somebody else's iPod, and they walking down the street, or they're on a bus trip, or they're in the subway here in New York. They're
right,
actually listening to my music. So it's a crazy thing. You know what I mean?
Right, right, yeah. You know, you were talking about performing earlier, and, you know, I'm always curious when I talk to recording artists, Jay, about that feeling. I'm someone who has no musical talent really at all. but when I talk to artists, I'm always, you know, amazed because it's one thing to watch on television, to see them up there on stage and to see how the crowd is reacting. Talk about that energy, what it's like for you to feel that energy coming at you and then for you be able to give that energy from yourself to them. Can you explain that, what it feels like for you?
Well, I know for me personally, anytime I perform, I'm always nervous. Like, I'm a nervous wreck. Like, I have butterflies in my stomach. It doesn't matter if I'm singing in church or if I'm on a stage that I've performed before. Like, I'm nervous. You always get that nervous feeling. I think nerves help you push you over, like, that line. So when you get out there and you're performing, like, it's an amazing feeling because you go out there and you share your talent and people are either with you or they're not. Most of the time, they're with you. So when you see them in the audience, you know, you can see the people in the audience. When you see them and you see them bopping your heads or, you know, bopping their heads or singing the words to a song that they might know from you, then it's just like, it's an amazing feeling. You get, it's a confidence boost. It's a confidence boost because
right,
you get more enthused about it. You get more into the performance because you know somebody out there, even if it's only one person, you know that one person is engaged in your singing with you sharing your talent. So it's just, you just get high off of that. And it
exactly,
just pushes you over the edge and makes you, it definitely makes the performance. I'm not going to front. It makes the performance.
Right, right. I can see that. I can see how it would because, I mean, it's one thing to not be able to feel something coming back. But, yeah, I mean, I think I can see what you're talking about. So take us into the single, Touch Your Body. How did the song come about? I think the song's pretty self-explanatory, but tell us how this song came about for you, Jay.
Okay, well, for me as a songwriter, you know, I don't know if people know the deal with songwriters, but how it goes is people send you beats, and you listen to beats. Some people can write songs just like that off of any beat. Me, I'm the type of songwriter where I have to listen to a beat, and the beat has to move me in order for me to sit down and actually write something. So when actually a friend of mine, when they sent me this beat, I was just like, I was thinking, I was listening to it, and I was just like, okay, I already know what this is about. I already see the subject. I already know where this is going. Touch your body. You know what I mean? Because it's such a smooth and, you know, sexual song. Not crazy sexual, but, you know, it's like it's a song you would play in the bedroom. Let's say it like that.
Right, right.
It's like an old school R. Kelly. You know what I mean?
Yeah, I got you. Yeah. So since we have you here with us, Jay, why don't you go ahead and do the honors and introduce it for our listeners here?
Okay. Hey, guys. What's going on? This is Jay Gibbs, and this is my first single right here called Touch Your Body. We'll be right back.
looking up to your navel while I'm staring in your hazel eye. My tongue hits you like a tsunami while exploring your oceans. Why I can't stop giving you all my love. So baby, won't you stay beside me? Yeah, I know this one thing for sure.
blogtalkradio.com. We actually are speaking with the man right now. Jay is joining us live here on the show, talking to us a little bit about this musical journey. Jay, as you mentioned, this is your first single. You know, when people hear your name, when people hear your music, Jay, what do you hope they think about you when it comes to your being an artist and how you're able to deliver music for them?
I definitely want them to think that, wow, this is a really good artist. You know what I mean? I want them to think that this is an artist where you could see me in the future down the line. Like, I'm not a one single type of guy, one hit wonder type of guy, that you see me down the line, that you could see me just as in the likes of maybe even Luther Vandross, who has an amazing body of work, not just a single artist like a lot of artists out here are today. I definitely don't want to be that. I want to be somebody where I can inspire people of the younger generation to be like, okay, well, he's doing it, I want to do it too. You see the type of music that he makes? I want to make that type of music too. You know what I mean? So I definitely want to be an inspiration to people. I want people to know that I'm definitely a good artist. I'm a good singer. I'm a good artist, and I definitely am going to do that for them. I'm definitely going to do that.
All right. So what's next for you, Jay? What should our listeners be looking forward to, and how can they stay in contact with you?
Okay. I got some other stuff coming up. I have another single that I'm pretty sure it's going to be coming out in a couple of weeks called Shoulda, Coulda, Woulda. It's not a slow song, but it's definitely, like, you can hit in the club, you can hit on the radio, more pop-friendly and stuff like that. I actually have a video, one of the upcoming video shoot that's coming up for that video coming out soon. So definitely in the works for that. I'm definitely collaborating with some other artists and stuff like that. So it's definitely in the works. But you're going to see more of me, trust me. This is just the beginning. It's not going to stop me. This is definitely not at all going to stop me. But if you want to keep up with my progress and everything like that, to see what I'm doing or where I may be in a city near you, you never know. You could definitely hit up my contact information. You could go to www.jgibbs.com. That's J-E-Y-G-I-B-B-S, not J-A-Y, J-E-Y-G-I-B-B-S. You can hit me up on Twitter. Again, that's J-Gibbs, J-E-Y-G-I-B-B-S. Instagram, the same thing, J-E-Y-G-I-B-B-S. or even on Facebook. Just go to facebook.com/JGibbs, and I'm there.
All right, very easy to find, JJ. The last question I have for you, and we really appreciate you coming on this afternoon, but last question I have for you is this. What advice would you give to other aspiring artists out there about the importance of staying true to their gift, staying true to their talent, and not letting go of their dream? What would you say to them?
Definitely always stay true to yourself. Don't let anybody change you. Don't let people be like, oh, okay, well, you need to be doing this instead of this. You need to be doing this type of music instead of that type of music. If you have something in your heart that you want to do, don't let nobody deter you from that. You keep doing it. Keep motivating yourself. Keep pushing yourself. Because believe me, when you succeed in that and you see that, and they see that people are liking you because it's something that you wanted to do, then they're going to be left with their mouth open. So definitely
right.
Keep doing what you do. Let them be your motivation to be like, no, I'm not going to listen to them. I'm not going to stop. They're not going to stop me. I'm going to keep doing myself. I'm going to keep doing what I want to do. And I'm definitely going to succeed.
All right. Again, Jay Gibbs, everyone. You can find him at jgibbs.com. Again, that's jeygibbs.com. Also the same thing on Instagram, Facebook, and Twitter. Jay, man, congratulations again. And for our listeners, make sure you do find Touch Your Body. You can get them through our partner at Amazon.com. It's only 99 cents there, as well as wherever you probably buy your music online. But definitely make sure you support this man and also let him know what you think about the music. So, Jay, continued blessings to you, man. We look forward to staying in contact with you.
All right, definitely. Have a good day.
All right, you do the same. Going to take a break here. When we come back, we have Rose Royce Rizzy joining us here on Conversations Live. Make sure you stay tuned.
Welcome to Conversations Live, where we bring you the best in music, books, entertainment, and current events. When the movers and shakers of the world have something to say to you, they say it to us. Now, here is your host, Cyrus Webb.
And good afternoon, everyone, and welcome back to Conversations Live, where we connect you with the artists and authors you love, who bring you the music and books you can't get enough of. I'm your host, Cyrus Webb. I want to first thank those joining us here on the radio side at 92.3 FM. We also welcome our good friends joining us online worldwide through blogtalkradio.com, either through our switchboard, our live chat, or our podcast. We're glad to have all of you with us. Recording artist Rose Royce Rizzy is making his first appearance here on our program. He's a member of the Grussel Gang to talk to us not only about his love of music, but what it's been like for him to share that love with the world. His new project is one that I think many of you can relate to, God Got Me. He's going to actually be introducing a single from that project as well. Rizzy, welcome to Conversations Live, man.
Yo, what's good?
Hey, man, glad to have you on with us, man, and congratulations on the new project.
Oh, I appreciate it, man. I appreciate it.
Well, as I mentioned, we're going to be listening to a track actually from the project, the single MTV, that I really think does tell a part of your story. But I want to kind of talk to our listeners a little bit about you, you know, Rose Royce, because I think, you know, when I was thinking about your story and what you've been able to do and the time period you've been able to do it, what is it like for you to share your love of music with the world the way that you are and to be able to see how it's affecting people?
Man, I'm just blessed, man. I'm blessed to have a dream. You know, as a kid, I have a dream to want to do music, and then been given the opportunity to take advantage of that dream and just make music, and that be my job. That be what I wake up to do every day. So I'm
right.
Just blessed that it actually gets into people's hands, man. I have people every day from just being in the store, the mall, man. I can't go nowhere. Everybody, hey, Rose Royce, hey, man. So I'm just glad everybody get a chance to hear it, and I can't wait to. I take it to a super, super, super mainstream level where everything I do just goes, so.
Right. Well, I think, you know, you are a member of Grussel Gang, and you know, we actually get to hear a bit of that actually in the single MTV. We spoke actually with Lil Scrappy on this program a few months ago, and he talked to us about the importance of the consistency and the grind. Do you think your being consistent is the reason why you are being able to have the success, that you didn't give up, even when people, you know, may have, you know, stopped doing what they were doing, that you kept going in spite of everything else?
Yeah, I think... being consistent, I mean, like, the word consistent, I don't need to think about it anymore, because it's just like, it's like anything else, a person with a job or someone who goes to school every day, it's in my normal agenda just to work on music and you know, just the people around me and the other artists in the industry, from major artists to independent artists, they always show me love, and a lot of my mentors in the game just from day one. Some of my mentors that I got today have been the same ones from the beginning. So for them to tell me today, like, man, like, you're there. Like, you're there. Trust me. I mean, I got people that tell me, I give you a year, man. I give you this. But every time somebody gives me a time limit, I always break that. Like,
right.
I give you a year before you're on MTV. I was on MTV 3 weeks after that. So I'm just, you know, just working and staying blessed. But I stay consistent. Like, every day, there's not a day that goes by in my book where I'm not working. I'm working as we speak right now. I'm on the way to a meeting for this A3C Festival in Atlanta.
Awesome. Well, for those that are just tuning in, you're listening to Conversations Live. We're speaking with Rolls Royce Rizzy. He's talking to us about this experience, this dream that he's able to see realized, and that is to share his music with the world. You know, I mentioned, of course, the title of the project is God Got Me, Rolls Royce. What has it been like for you, you know, when you think about the fact that, you know, this is a gift that you have definitely been given. God has given you this gift. You know, what does that title mean for you, God Got Me? When people listen to this project, what do you hope they take away from that?
The God Got Me, the reason I titled that is, you know, like, I feel just like I'm sure millions of other people feel, you know, you really can't put the trust of, you know, or really put your destiny in anybody else's hands, you know, and for a while, you know, growing up, I always used to, people make me a lot of favors and people make me a lot of promises that never came through. So I used to always, you know, people always be like, man, I got you, man, don't worry, I got you. If anybody got you, I got you.
Right.
So, you know, once I learned that, like, man, the only person who can really genuinely and really, really have you is God. So that's why I titled my project, like, God Got Me. That's exactly
right. What
God Got Me. Because at the end of the day, what God wants to happen is going to happen. Now, it might not go at the pace you want it to happen. It's going to go at his pace. But he in charge over all of this. So I really put God first before anything. And, I feel like there's a lot of music being put out, but there's not really a message, or it's not really what should be put out, you know, and it's not mine. You know, I respect all music, but, you know, like, I want to kick off positive vibes, and if you listen to God Got Me, the whole project, you know, I don't really give off any negative vibe on there. Everything is exactly how I feel and what I'm going through and, you know, experiences and stuff like that. So, you know, I'm just a positive type person, so I want to give off that vibe, and, you know, that was why I named it God Got.
Gotcha. Well, we're going to be listening to the single MTV here in a moment, but we appreciate you taking out the time today, Rolls Royce, to be able to speak with us. Let our listeners know how they can stay in contact with you, man, and also how they can support the project.
Oh, man, stay in contact with me. I'm on Twitter 24/7, so you can tweet me at Rolls Royce Rizzy, subscribe to me on YouTube at Rolls Royce Rizzy, Facebook fan page, Rolls Royce Rizzy. Any promoters or artists that want to work with me, if you go to my Twitter page, I got the email on there. If you email, we get back within 24 hours. So we working nonstop. And, you know, Instagram, I'm big on Instagram. I'm always on Instagram. It's Rolls Royce Rizzy. Everything's Rolls Royce Rizzy. If you never even heard of me, and you're just like, man, who is Rolls Royce Rizzy? Just type it in on your search bar. Google, Yahoo, Ask Jeeves, whatever. Everything will pull up. Nothing's a secret. So, you know, hit me up on there, man. It's a pleasure for y'all to have me on the show, you know. Every step of the way, everything that comes my way, you know, it's a blessing for me, so I appreciate it.
Well, man, we appreciate you again. Grosso Gang's own Rolls Royce Rizzy. Here is the single MTV. And Rolls Royce, again, continue blessings to you, man. We look forward to staying in contact with you.
Oh, man, it's all love.
All right.
A lot done changed since I dropped up out of school. MTV jams for the age of 22. I'm in and out the city, but I got rent due. They say your boy's sick. I think I got the flow. A lot done changed since I dropped up out of school. MTV jam before the age of 22. I'm in and out the city, but it's still rent due. I think I got the flow. I think I got the flow. Gotta catch this flight up to New York. I got meetings all week. I ain't falling short.
the fame. I just want my money right. I look good cause I could never be the bummy type. I got problems like the rest of you. Y'all ain't looking too hot, I can't invest in you. Man, I remember days I ain't had ish. Borrowed J's from my n**** on some sad ish.
I was just on a flight down to South Beach and I got the check that my video was spinning on MTV. I looked over to the lady next to me and was like, I want MTV. She looked at me crazy and said, congratulations. It's real.
It's like, who could have seen this? Rolls Royce Rizzy, being hotter than some steamed fish. I'm a chef with the rap, you get a mean dish. Remember moms make the eggs with the cheese grits. Reminiscing on them good times. But the bad times leave me with a level mind.
It's crazy, man. 100 missed calls, 100 text messages. Bitches that didn't want to put me want to be all crazy now. I gotta stay focused.
I ain't done yet. Till I'm eating strawberries from the villa, blazing at the sunset. With a PYT in a sundress, who let me beat all day like a drum set. She say, slow your roll, I ain't done yet. Like a movie, we ain't on set. I'm the like a porta pot. She my water gun, in the bed she a lot. In my head I know I love her though. And it's all around me, they would never know. Type of shit we go through. My heart, girl, is so you.
It's crazy, cause that trust issue should be real, like, oh, the trust, man. Everybody got their hidden agendas, man. So I keep an inner circle. And I got my two. Rolls Royce, Rizé. Yeah, you know I love you. Crystal Gang. You just gotta stay blessed. Gotta stay humble. Gotta stay real. Crystal Gang. Go.
That was Rolls Royce Rizzy here with MTV on Conversations Live 92.3 FM and online through blogtalkradio.com. That's from his project God Got Me. Before that, we actually heard from the man himself talking to us a little bit about what this experience has been like for him. And as his story is kind of unfolding in that song, you're able to see the appreciation that he has for it. Now, if you missed any part of the conversation with Rolls Royce, don't worry. You can catch the entire podcast about 5 minutes after we go off the air. All you have to do is go to our radio website at conversationsliveradio.com. Also, if you're friends with us on Facebook or follow us on Twitter, you'll find the link there as well. Keep in contact with Rolls Royce. As he mentioned, on twitter.com/RollsRoyceRizzy. Also, you can find him the same on his fan page, Rolls Royce Rizzy, and also, of course, as he mentioned, on Instagram and also YouTube. This will come to the same Rolls Royce Rizzy. That's going to do it for us for this part of Conversations Live. Until next time, I'm Cyrus Webb saying, as always, enjoy your day, enjoy your life, enjoy your world. Make sure you take out time to enjoy some good music and also a great book. Thanks for listening to Conversations Live. Have a great one.